Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings from Minister Pastor Bridget Smith as we move forward in the Word of God. I am so thankful, so grateful, and so very blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in God's Word. And I summed up our first chapter this morning on my page on Blog Talk Radio, and it just says our title for today is In the Beginning, God Created the Heavens and the Earth. And it says the earth was without form, and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Evening and the morning were the first day, and God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. And the earth brought forth grass, the herbs that yield seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abound according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. And I have just read Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 2, 5, 8, 12 through 13, 16, 19, 21, 23, 27, 31, and chapter 2, verses 1 and 3, New King James Version, from the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles, Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. And we will be reading this word this year again. I am thankful. I am grateful that God has given me this opportunity again to read his word to those needing a word from God. Created each and every one of us in his image. He created us, male and female. We are God's creation, God's children. Because in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. God created everything. And all we can do is give God thanks. Let him know you appreciate his blessing of you. And as we get ready to open this new year of moving forward in the Word of God, let us never forget. Let us never forget to open up and just tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, God, for giving me another year, a new me, a new year. And they say we are all new in 22 because we got a do-over, a new year, a new you. Make sure God is first in everything you do and thank him for his grace. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his goodness and his kindness. Thank him for you. Father God, we come together in this new year, this first show, 2022. And Lord, we give it all to you, asking you, Lord God, to guide us, to lead us, to show us what we must hear and read in your word, Lord God, that this year will be better than last year. And that you, oh God, we remember are in charge of everything because you created it all. You created all of us. You created our minds, our hearts, our limbs, our bodies. You created every part of us. And we each have an assignment to go to work for you, Lord God. So, Father God, we thank you. We ask you to increase as I decrease. I pray unto your son's name that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart, Lord God, be acceptable in your holy sight. For you are my strength and my redeemer. And I lift up this word to you, thanking you, praising you, giving you honor, and giving you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. The highest praise we give to God. And let's get started. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1. Did that just make you feel all giddy? It does me anyway. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light and that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the... Then God said, let there be a ferment in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Thus God created the ferment and divided the waters which were under the ferment from the waters which were above the ferment, and it was so. And God called the ferment heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth. And gathering together of the waters he called seas, and God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit trees that yield fruit, according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And it was so, and the earth brought forth grass and herb that yield seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Then God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and seasons, for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater lights to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night. And he divided the light from the darkness, and God saw it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Then God said, let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of heaven. Again, across the face of the firmament of the heavens. So God created great sea creatures, every living thing that moves with which the waters abounded, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth. So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Then God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures according to its kind, cattle and creeping things that and beasts of the earth, each according to its kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food also, to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life. I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground, but a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four river heads. The name of the first is Pishon. It is the one which skirts the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And God and the gold of that land is good. Bdellium and the onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one which goes around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hiddekel. It is the one which goes toward the east of Assyria. The fourth river is the Euphrates. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat it, you shall surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. Hey, woman. Because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Now the serpent, chapter 3 of Genesis. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent called him the sneaky snake. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you? So he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you that you should not eat? Then the man said, the woman whom you gave me to be with me, she gave me the tree and I ate. And the Lord said to the woman, what is this you have done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. So the Lord said to the serpent, the low-down sneaky snake, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. To the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. Then to Adam he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying you shall not eat of it, cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorn and thistle it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, but dust you are, and to dust you shall return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them. Then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us, to know good and evil. And now lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed the cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Chapter 4. Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time his name was Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you shall rule over it. Sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you. We know sin is of the evil one, of the sneaky snake, and his desire is for us. What did God say? And its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. We got to rule over sin. Sin seen and sin unseen, we got to rule over it. Don't let the sneaky snake slither in and take your peace and take your joy. And as the word of God continues, it says this. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? And he said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? Oh, no, you didn't. Have you had a, oh, no, he didn't moment? Am I my brother's keeper? And let's see what God has to say about that. And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond you shall be on the earth. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth, and it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me. And this is me. I want to make sure I don't give anybody any idea. This is me with my thinking. What is that anyone who finds me will kill me? Which lets us know that there were others on the planet besides these people. God had created something, someone who would find him, would kill him. Who are they? That's just a deeper study than what we have, but that's something to highlight and underline and do more research on. Who is the anyone who finds me will kill me? And then as we continue, it says, and the Lord said to him, therefore whoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him. Then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Enoch. And he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. To Enoch was born Ired, and Ired begot Mehujael, and Mehujael begot Methushael, and Methushael begot Lamech. Then Lamech took for himself two wives. The name of one was Adea, and the name of the second was Zillah. And Adea bore Jabal, who was the father of those who dwell in tents and have lived in livestock. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all those who play the harp and flute. And as for Zillah, she bore Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every craftsman in bronze and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. Then Lamech said to his wives, Adaya and Zillah, hear my voice, wives of Lamech. Listen to my speech, for I have killed a man for wounding me, even a young man for hurting me. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, then Lamech 77-fold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son, and the name of him was Seth. For God had appointed another seed for me instead of Abel. And as was said, to him also a son was born, and his name was Enoch. Then men began to call on the name of the Lord. I have just read Genesis chapter 1 through chapter 4. And as we continue in our psalm this morning, we are going to be in Psalm chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. That's a highlightable. Nor stands in the path of sinners. Nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. Can we go back and read that one more time? That's a highlightable that you need to highlight in your words. And it says, blessed, one more time, is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm chapter 2, verse 1 through 6. Why do the nations rage and the people plot vain things? Let's say that again. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill, Zion. What a word. And I have just read for you Psalm chapter 1 through chapter 2, verse number 6. Proverb for this year starting out is this. Proverb chapter 1, verse 1 through 7. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord, we got to know this. This is the first proverb. Number 7, chapter 1, number 7, verse 7 of Proverbs. The fear of the Lord is of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. I'm going to read that one more time. Might read it twice. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Just to make sure it permeates our mind and spirit, that's the highlightable. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. When we think we know everything, we are despising wisdom and judgment. And it continues, says, my son, hear the instructions of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. We got to love God. We got to understand that we got to do what our daddy God said. It's so easy to follow the crowd. So easy to fall after everybody, everything, every kind of doctrine out there. But we, as men and women of God, got to, what did he say in the very beginning? We got to read and meditate on his word and on his laws. We got to do what God says to. We got to trust God. What does he say? But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. In the law of God, we meditate day and night. That was in Genesis chapter 1. So you know, chapter 2, excuse me. So you know it was important. That's a psalm. I'm sorry, I got it all messed up. In Psalm chapter 1. There we go. Verse number 2. God is telling us to meditate on his word, in his law, day and night. Again, Psalm chapter 1, verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. Why? He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. But how does that happen? When you meditate on the law of God day and night. The Lord is our shepherd, y'all. God has given us everything we need, everything. All we need to do is stand on the word of God and believe that whatever God says he will do, he will do. He created everything, didn't he? He created everything. He created the heaven and the earth. and everything in it. He knows every name. He knows your name. He knows my name. He knows my mom. He knows my dad. He knows everything. He knows my children, my grandchildren, and the hair on each one of their heads. He knows the number. We got to let God know how thankful we are for his grace, for his mercy, for his goodness, for his kindness. Creation is us. And what did God created, it is good. Hallelujah. And when we go into Matthew chapter 1, our New Testament word, and for those that are just joining this Moving Forward movement, this is a Bible reading show. We read the word of, I read the word of God. I am always looking for someone who loves to read with expression, who loves the word of God and that it permeates their hearts, their minds, and their spirit, and would like to read. All they have to do is call 213-943-3597. Again, the number is 213-943-3597. And someone, I'm looking for people who love God and love to read his word. We are a Bible study. Our goal is to get the word of God out in 1 year. We have finished this word in many forms in a year, sometimes a year and a half, depending on the Bible we use. We have been in the Greek Bible and Hebrew Bible, and we've been in chronological. We've been in, this is our third year, our second and a half year of the Charles Stanley Bible. Mainly because I love his commentary. I love the knowledge that he brings to us. Over 50 years of ministry, Dr. Stanley is bringing to us. And he's so humble and so great that, you know, when I read his commentary, it touches my heart. And I will share many days with you what Dr. Stanley has written, and some days I will not because of time. But I will say that, you know, if you have opportunity, and again, I'm not being paid by Dr. Stanley or his ministries, but to hawk a Bible, because I don't take any kind of money to do this show. This is part of what I give to God as my offering. Is I pay for this show, and I do it because it's part of what I do for God. And it's my assignment, I guess is what I want to say. But I will say this, get this Bible in your arsenal of daily devotional Bibles. And it is a Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year, New King James Version. And the title is Growing in Knowledge and Understanding of God Through His Word. And I tell you this, it is very, 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 a very awesome Bible. Even when I'm not on this blog, I study this word because it touches my heart. It gives me clarity of the word that I'm reading and helps me understand what I'm giving to you. So let's get into our New Testament word. We are coming out of Matthew chapter 1. So we are in ones and twos today as far as chapters and some threes and fours, depending on where we are. So let's get into Matthew. And again, first book of the New Testament. So today we are starting, and go back if time permits and give you some overview of Genesis, Psalm, Proverbs, and Matthew. So it says this, the book of genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David and the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob begot Judah and his brothers. Judah begot Perez and Zerah. By Tamar, Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Aminadab. Aminadab begot Nahshon, and Nahshon begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab. Boaz begot Obed by Ruth. Y'all catching my women, right? You got Tamar. You got Boaz. You got by Rahab. Remember Rahab. Each one of these women are awesome women of God. And I love women's ministry, and I love these women. So you got Tamar, and that's a whole story we'll get to. You got Rahab, another story we'll get to, who begot Boaz, and Boaz begot Obed by Ruth, another story we will get to. Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David the king. David the king begot Solomon by who had been the wife of Uriah. Oops. I think it says in King James, the Uriah's wife is what it says. And that's a whole nother story we will get to. And it goes on to say, and Solomon begot Rehoboam. Rehoboam begot Abijah. Abijah begot Asa. Asa begot Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat begot Joram. Joram begot Uzziah. Uzziah begot Jotham. Jotham begot Ahaz. Ahaz begot Hezekiah. Hezekiah begot Manasseh. Manasseh begot Amon. And Amon begot Josiah. Josiah begot Jochanan and his brothers, and the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah, there we go, begot Shealtiel, and Shealtiel begot Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel begot Abud begot Eliakim, and Eliakim begot Azar. Azar begot Zadok. Zadok begot Akim. Akim begot Elud. Elud begot Eliza. Eliza begot Methan. Methan begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Y'all caught that. Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. And so all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations. And from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But when he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, or Yeshua, if you're in the Hebrew version. For he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. What a word. Matthew chapter 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, in the day of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also. Sneaky snake spirit. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, I want to let y'all remember this. It says, and when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they had come into the house, did it say manger or barn or any of that? It said a house. And they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. Understand the word of God. You know, we can sometimes folks get an attitude stuff. You know, we love and we respect the nativity scene that was created by man. We got the baby in the manger. We got the sheep and the shepherds. And we got the wise men bringing the gifts to the baby in the manger. But that's not what the word of God says. The word of God says that he was in the house and he was a young child. So he was probably around 2 years old is some of the study that I've read. So he was probably around 2 years old. They were already home. They were already where they were supposed to be. And they were given frankincense, gold, and myrrh. And it was for a purpose, because understand there's more to this story, because these are the things that they're going to need to survive, okay? So let's keep going with our word. It says, then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Now, when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were born in Bethlehem and in all the districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more. And as we get into, you know, further into our word and we start talking about Moses, the same situation, the babies being murdered by a Pharaoh, by a king. Now, when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead. Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod. He was afraid to go there, and being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. Wow. What a word. And this is what also, as I was speaking earlier, about Jesus. This is what Dr. Stanley says. He says, they saw the young child with Mary's mother and fell down and worshiped him. The wise men probably visited Jesus when he was about 2 years old. They came to a house instead of stable and saw a young child rather than an infant. But regardless of his age, they worshiped him. And that is a key point. They worshiped him. They worshiped him. What a word today. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God created us all, and he created his son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And just a few life lessons that, you know, Dr. Stanley has written in our word today. God said, let us make man in our image. And Dr. Stanley says, when God created us, he made us like himself. Therefore, we have the capacity for close, personal fellowship with him. We can count on him to meet our need for deep, personal connection. Who can we count on, family? We can count on God. He is with us. He is loving us. He is caring for us. And in our Genesis chapter 2 word, they were both naked, and the man and his wife were not ashamed. When God first created us, we was naked as jaybirds and didn't have any kind of shame in it, not caring how we looked, but just knowing we served and walked with God. No shame in the game. You know, God, and this is what Dr. Stanley says, and I just love this word. And like I said, please get your own copy of this Bible, because we may not read all life lessons like we have in the past. We'll just read some key things. And it says, God's intention for us has always been a deep, unrestricted intimacy with him with no walls between us. Sin has injured that intimacy, but when we see Jesus, it will be completely restored. And we, in 1 John 3:2, and you know, I love this word. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season. Psalms 1:3. Life lesson. And Dr. Stanley tells us God loves to bless his obedient children. Note the key word is obedient children. He moves out ahead of them, preparing the way, bringing them into a good and pleasant place. He doesn't promise lack of trials, but he does promise eventual victory. I preached this word on Sunday, on New Year's Eve. I shall not want. For the Lord is my shepherd. We got to know that we don't need anything. God's already providing it. God's already thought about it. And I love this proverb word. So put this in your highlightables and in your arsenal. Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And Dr. Stanley tells us this. When we start with the truth of God, his holiness, power, love, wisdom, goodness, we build an unchanging reality that provides us with a firm foundation for life. Hallelujah. And I love this New Testament word from Matthew chapter 1. It says, after his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. And Dr. Stanley tells us, he said, Jesus Christ can be our sinless sin bearer because he alone, out of all the human family, was born without sin. Through the virgin birth, he could be both fully human and unstained by sin. Ooh, what a word today. You know, all we can say is God loves his children. And we are our brother's keeper, unlike Cain, are our brother's keeper. And God expects from us so many things. What he expects from us is to love each other. And I love this word, and this is close to the last that we got, because I want to give the last 5 minutes to open lines. So if there's anybody that would like to speak, I missed a call on Friday. So please, if you would like to speak, please push the number 1 on your phone and your line will be open. And it says, is the wise men giving passionate praise? And it says, the wise men eagerly journeyed to Bethlehem to give a royal welcome to the great new ruler of the world. They packed gold, frankincense, and myrrh so they could join in the heavenly worship of the infant king. The wise men formed an important part of the celebration that surrounded Jesus' birth. In fact, they represented youth in God's great plan. This is what Dr. Stanley is saying. They portrayed the countless stargazers who set out in search of a king and found the Son of the Living God. Through your own seeking and serving, you become part of the heavenly symphony that gives passionate praise to the Savior. Allow your heart to burst into song at the thought of him. Permit the tune of your being to swell with the joy of who he is, just like the wise men. You have joined the great multitude in never-ending worship. Seek him and sing, for surely he is worthy. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And that is our word for this morning. Again, if there's anybody that would like to speak, please push the number 1 on your phone or dial 213-943-3597 if you are listening on social media. Again, the number to dial is 213-943-3597 if you are listening in on social media. Thank you so much, family. But before we get out, as we have done since the beginning of this show, 5 years ago, I believe, I started doing a blog talk. I've had a word from my sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And the word we're going to start with New Year's Eve is this. Good morning. What is ahead of you is better than anything behind. Behind you, keep pressing and pursuing. The best is yet to come. And as for yesterday, wishing you a happy new year with the hope that you will have many blessings in the year to come. And happy new year again, family. And today our scripture from Sister Carolyn is this, Lamentations 3:22. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. And we are coming to an end. And I pray, may the Lord watch between me and thee, while we are absent, run from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours, family. Please join me tomorrow morning as we continue to move forward through the Word of God. May his grace shine upon you today and forevermore. May his light give you peace and joy. And may all things work out for your good, according to the purpose that God has called you to. Have a blessed day, family. It is a wrap, because I'm getting ready for church, because I'm going to Sunday school. So thank you so much. Be blessed and have a great day. And again, happy new year, family. This is our year, a new you in 2022. Have a blessed day and be blessed. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's a wrap.